Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more stoicism and a whole lot of heart. Today, we're diving into something super important. How to create a safe space for emotional expression. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Like you have to hold back your true feelings because you're worried about what others will think or say? We've all been there. It's like we live in this world where vulnerability is seen as weakness, and expressing our emotions freely is somehow taboo. But guess what? Holding it all in does more harm than good. Bottling up your feelings can lead to anxiety, stress, and even resentment. That's why creating a safe space for emotional expression is crucial, not just for ourselves, but for the people around us too. It builds trust, strengthens relationships, and allows us to truly connect with each other on a deeper level. So how do we make this happen? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Start with yourself. Before you can create a safe space for others, you need to cultivate one for yourself. Practice self-awareness by paying attention to your own emotions and acknowledging them without judgment. When you feel comfortable expressing your feelings to yourself, it becomes easier to do so with others. It's like building a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. 2. Listen actively. When someone opens up to you, truly listen to what they're saying. Don't interrupt, offer solutions unless asked, or try to steer the conversation in a different direction. Just be present and let them know that you hear and understand their feelings. Remember, sometimes people just need to be heard, not fixed. 3. Practice empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes and try to see things from their perspective. Even if you don't agree with their viewpoint, acknowledge their feelings as valid. This doesn't mean you have to condone their behavior, just that you understand where they're coming from emotionally. 4. Create a non-judgmental environment. Let people know that they can express themselves freely without fear of criticism or judgment. Use phrases like "it sounds like you're feeling," or "I hear your frustration." These simple statements create a space where vulnerability is welcome, not feared. Think about it, wouldn't you be more likely to open up if you knew you wouldn't be judged for your feelings? 5. Set boundaries. While it's important to be open and receptive, remember that you also have the right to protect yourself emotionally. If someone is consistently venting in a negative or draining way, it's okay to set boundaries and let them know that you need some space. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're hanging out with your best friend, and they share something really personal. Maybe they're going through a tough breakup, feeling overwhelmed at work, or struggling with their mental health. How do you react? Do you offer solutions before they finish speaking? Do you tell them to just snap out of it? Or do you listen with empathy, validate their feelings, and let them know that you're there for them, no matter what? The right answer is clear. We need to create a space where our friends feel safe enough to share their struggles without fear of judgment. Think about the power of creating that kind of safe space. It could mean the difference between your friend feeling alone and supported, isolated and understood. Remember, folks, building a safe space for emotional expression takes time, effort, and conscious practice. But the rewards are immense: stronger relationships, deeper connections, and a greater sense of belonging. So let's make it our mission to create more of these safe spaces in our lives. One conversation at a time. Start by being a good listener, showing empathy, and letting others know that their feelings are valid. You might just be surprised by the positive impact you can have on the people around you. Got your takeaway? Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Leave a review if you're feeling generous. And remember, keep building that stoic state of mind one safe space at a time. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.